Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Long Beach, to another edition of Swoops World right here at blogtalkradio.com. Swoops World, where you get all you need to know about arts, culture, news, and happenings here in Long Beach. Our number, if you want to call in, is 917-889-7449. You can email us at swoopsworld@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Once again, you want to call in tonight, that number is 917-889-7449. Sit back and enjoy another edition of Swoops World. Hey, Long Beach and all of Southern California, welcome to another edition of Swoops World Primetime on a Wednesday night. How's it going, Peter?
It's going all right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm looking forward to tonight. We have Eric Leocadio, I believe is the proper correct pronunciation of Catalyst Network. And you and I know Eric for quite a couple of years now.
Yeah. We worked with him with LB
Creative.
And just some other general networking stuff. And this guy is an active guy.
Well, he's the guy.
He does a lot of work.
He's one of those guys.
A lot of people.
When we see those lists that come out, how they're going to make changes in the community and going to start a new a new committee, and we're going to see some fresh faces. I always look to see if Eric's name's on those lists.
Should
he's yet to be on one of those lists.
I know. You guys are missing the boat.
He's one of the guys that is definitely out there making some changes. So I'm looking forward to that. And it's a crazy day here in Long Beach, man. You had a plane crash, right?
I heard.
Right here by your
house.
I
live right next to the airport, and I did not hear about it until like 4 or 5 in the evening.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, because I think
10:30 this
I was
morning.
Out doing stuff. I was out shopping or whatever right at that time. So normally I hear sirens when that goes on. I didn't hear anything. So I don't know. But that kind of sucks.
Yeah, 5 people on it. One of them was one of the Bixby's.
Yeah.
And a couple of the developers. So it's and then Nate Dogg, man. I used to see Nate Dogg. He passed away the last day or so. And I used to see him. I used to go to this barbershop over by VIP Records back in the day. And Warren G and Nate Dogg used to pop in there every once in a while. It's one of those places, kind of like that movie barbershop where everybody would just kind of kick back and tell lies, and pretty much like we do here every week.
Yeah. I said nothing but the truth.
Well, who just walks in? The two boys from LB Food Review. We're happy to have them here. But, so that's it's kind of a tough day here in Long Beach. But, we'll talk about that a little bit later. And I think it's about time to go to our first break. And then come back and introduce our guests to the field. So what do you think?
Sounds good.
You know what? Was it last week or the week before? When did we have Daddy Doudrop?
That was
3 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, I think.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago?
I think so.
Okay. You know what? He wrote Chickaboom, and that was his one-hit wonder. And that's what has him hanging on the wall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame there, but he also did a release, a new version of that. So let's check that out. We'll take our first break and come back and introduce everybody to Eric. How do you say your last name, Eric?
Leocadio.
All right, that was right. I was close. We'll be right back.
One night while sleeping, I had a wild dream about a chick in a black bikini. Oh, she looked so good, she couldn't be real. Now she must be a magic genie, but she disappeared around the corner. All I saw were 3 doors in the top of her bikini. I made it through the first, there's a party going on. I asked about the chick, but what they said was a freaky chick.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love a chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love a chick-a-boom.
Now listen very carefully. I found the bottom part behind the second door, which took me to Africa, Ivory Loom. This really far-eyed cat was screaming half crazy. Womp, bumble, zoom, all alone, bam, boom. I said, hey, man, cut that jive and tell me where the chick went. But he looked at me as faced as could be and said these words, Lord, I wonder what he meant.
Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love a chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you?
just love it. Don't you love it? Love it? Yeah, don't you love it? Don't you just love it? I opened the third door and there she was. She whispered so sexy and low. Woo! I tried to do the same and impress her with my style. But why I said this, Lord, I'm never gonna know. Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it?
Being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
This entire piece of music was played with only two instruments. A right hand and a left hand. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life with hands-only CPR. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands-only CPR is recommended by the American Heart Association, and it's incredibly easy and effective. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. The power to help save a life is in your hands. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
This is Daddy Dewdrop. Every Wednesday night.
I asked about the kids, but what they said was free. Chick-a-boom, chick-a-boom, don't you just love it?
Daddy Dewdrop, one of our past guests in Chick-a-Boom. That's the original, and before that we played the new version. And welcome back to Swoop's World. Want to give us a call? The number is 917-889-7449. You can read us on the chat line. Chat line is open. You can always like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. If you ever want to send us an email, it's swoopsworld@gmail.com. I'd like to welcome our guest to the show, Eric Leocadio from Countless Network. How you doing, Eric?
Doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. We always start off with the first thing, same very first question. How'd you end up in Long Beach, and what brought you here, and what are you doing?
How did I end up in Long Beach? Well, pretty much I came to Long Beach from Riverside, from being out there for 14 years. Before that, I was in Long Beach, though.
Uh-huh.
Grew up in Hawaii before that, kind of going backwards. But I came to Long Beach in about 2002 or so, and I came for school. Got my undergrad in computer information systems at DeVry here in Long Beach. So.
They used to be right there at PCH, right? Are they still?
They're on over by the airport.
Oh, okay. All right. Very cool. And as we know you as the founder and chief executive officer of Catalyst Networks,
right?
Tell everybody a little bit about what Catalyst is.
Well, Catalyst, we are a bridge building organization, a grassroots nonprofit, and basically what we do is we help people to connect around shared interests and help them to work together to affect their neighborhood in some way. Catalyst was founded in 2006, April of 2006, and basically, you know, as many of us have observed organizations tend to compete for resources, and they tend to duplicate efforts,
mm-hmm.
and individuals often have a hard time figuring out how to get connected in our community. I started Catalyst because I wanted to build an infrastructure that would make it easier for organizations to share resources and to collaborate.
Yeah. Well, it's grown quite a bit, and you know, when you talk about the different entities of it, you know, just kind of give us some examples of the different things that have spawned from Catalyst.
Okay. So Catalyst as a network is comprised of several different collaboratives, which are just a collection or a cluster of organizations that share a common interest. Those might include collaboratives like Green Long Beach, which is just a cluster of individuals and organizations that share green values,
right.
sustainability and healthy food sources, gardening, stuff like that. We've also got LB Creative, which is how we met, actually.
Right.
You both were part of the inception of LB Creative, actually. And LB Creative is just a collaborative that brings together organizations that want to strengthen arts and culture,
yeah.
In the city. We've got three new collaboratives. The Long Beach Theater Arts Collaborative is an awesome collaborative of just really excited theater arts companies that are totally open to collaborating, working together,
yeah.
And kind of changing our culture of just going against competition and just exploring ways of working together. We've got HP Swap Collaborative. That's a collaborative of resource sharing organizations. You know, there's a lot of databases out there in terms of volunteer databases and or donation databases and different things like that. But instead of creating just another database, what we decided to do was just network with everyone that does that. And so collectively, with all of us networked together, we can create a larger pool of resources that all of us can tap into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed that I always see it's new things popping up with under the umbrella and people talking, whether it's on Facebook or Twitter, and you could see that things are growing. I remember seeing kind of when the theater arts was starting to kind of come together, and didn't you have a Glee contest or
yeah.
something along those lines attached to that?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to and very pleasing to watch grow and see the different types of entities that come aboard. And I know a lot of the people that are involved in a lot of these things, and it's like the right people in the right places. Especially with Green Long Beach. I mean, we had Elliot as a guest on the show one time, and he's so passionate about what he does. And I think that's what I see with the Catalyst Networks. It brings a lot of passion to the table.
Absolutely. I think the reality is the passion's already out there.
Yeah.
It's just because sometimes we're isolated, we're fragmented, we don't know about each other. But when we start to come together, and I think we start drawing off of each other.
Yeah.
We start drawing off of each other's passions. Catalyst is about developing a community of catalysts. It's not about us as an organization, but it's about every individual that wants to be an agent of social change. Every one of us is a catalyst in some way, and we learn from each other, we grow from each other, we get passionate, and we inspire each other.
Yeah.
That's what Catalyst is all about.
And you just said it, and you said that the day we met you, that it, Catalyst is not about the organization, it's about putting people in the right places to go on and do great things,
right.
And it's good to hear you still have that same vision.
So I'm wondering what's coming up. What do you got? Because you're always working on something new. What's a new one on the horizon for you?
Yeah, we definitely are always working on something new, and a lot of it just comes from what people are excited about. Particularly right now, I guess I'll go in chronological order. Well, there's plenty of things, but some of the big things that stand out to me is a fundraiser that we're having for the Catalyst Space. The Catalyst Space is a community center in the East Village, and we opened the community center in 2009, just after our first Green Long Beach Festival. And the Catalyst Space has been a place to for organizations to come and collaborate. Festivals are organized out of that place.
Right.
Events, collaborative projects are organized out of the Catalyst space. It's a place for Catalysts to come and do their thing.
Right.
So the fundraiser that we're having is to support to support the Catalyst space so we can continue doing what we're doing. It's a chili cook-off. It's going to be fun. It's going to be on Saturday, March 26th. We're hosting in a Trinity Lutheran Church.
Where's that located?
That's on 759 Linden Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a great time. If anyone makes a mean bowl of chili, we encourage them to enter. We're only accepting 10 entries.
Oh, wow.
We're only accepting 10 entries, and the first place prize gets $100. That'll be judged. We'll have some judges determining that. But we also have a People's Choice Award, so everybody who attends the cook-off gets to put in their vote, and so the winner for the People's Choice Award gets a gift certificate for two, dinner for two. So that'll be fun.
Very nice.
Tickets are $10, but what you get with that is you get samples of all the chilies, all the entries, and then you get your choice of full bowl of chili. You get dessert, you get cool music by DJ Frank For Real, and it's going to just be an awesome time.
Yeah.
Other stuff coming up is our biggest thing coming up is April 2nd. That's going to be the first assembly of the Catalyst Network of Communities. We've been doing this. Actually, that'll be our fifth anniversary. That'll be our birthday.
Excellent.
5-year birthday.
Cool.
Some of the things that we've learned over the past 5 years is the fact that a lot of the work that we do is nebulous. It's intangible because we're talking about relationships. We're talking about building connections. And all the tangible stuff comes after that because we're just trying to build trust. But it was hard for people to really, touch, what we're about. And so the assembly is about gathering the entire network, literally, not just representatives of organizations. Right now within our network, we do have 5 collaboratives, but we've got over 40 organizations that have affiliated with our network.
Right.
And so we're gathering everyone, their entire organization. We're encouraging them, bring everybody, bring your friends, your family, but bring your constituents, bring your members, bring your dog.
Pack the house, right?
And the idea is the assembly is going to be a community experience to literally showcase the impact that we can have when we collaborate.
Right.
And so it's going to be great. It's going to be on April 2nd at the expo,
mm-hmm.
from 3 to 6 p.m.
Great.
We're going to be having several opportunities for people to give and to be part of the community. People can participate in the community swap. So bring something and take something. Literally, we're going to be sharing resources.
Right.
So definitely you'll be able to swap stuff. So bring something to the assembly. We're also having a drive for prom dresses. We're partnering. Some of our collaboratives have partnered with LA's Prom Dress, and what we're doing is we're collecting prom dresses, formal wear, accessories. We're giving them to high school seniors,
mm-hmm.
and we're also taking donations so that we can purchase prom tickets for seniors that would otherwise miss out on their prom.
Right.
And so you can bring your formal wear. Mm-hmm. You go to prom, you use it once, you wear it once, and you're gonna put it in the closet, right? So make a donation, bring it to the assembly, and so we're gonna start collecting that stuff. And we're also having a drive for families at the Villages of Cabrillo. It's the we're creating a hope chest. We've partnered with the Hope Foundation, and we're just collecting materials, just items for families there that once they're ready to leave the villages there, they'll have a chest ready to go to take with them things that they'll need to move on.
Right.
So the assembly is going to be great. We're also having performances by Paper City, one of my favorite local bands. Literally one of my three favorite local bands in Paper City. I love them. Marissa is just amazing. So she's agreed to play for us. We also have dance performances by Domino Effect Dance Company. So that's going to be that'll be fun. So we've got a lot of different things planned for the assembly. It's going to be a good experience.
Yeah, you said that there's some all these different. Name a few of the organizations that are associated with the Catalyst.
Okay. Well, I already mentioned the Hope Foundation.
Right.
We also have Datchigan Dance Theater. They're partners, and we've got All Children World United. We've got Shift Long Beach. We've got Long Beach Time Exchange, mm-hmm. Stellar Organizational. Mm-hmm. We've got, there's a whole list. You can check them out at gocatalyst.org, and you can browse over 40 collaborative partners and find groups that resonate with you.
Yeah.
You know?
What's it, and I know you have other things to discuss upcoming, but what has it been like, the growth? I know in the beginning it was putting the word out and seeking organizations and people, and I'm sure you're still doing that, but have you found that there are more organizations and people coming to you now?
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's amazing to see how many organizations resonate with our vision.
Yeah.
You know, like I said, it's not about us as an organization, but we're trying to reinvent our community. You know, imagine in 15 years, if we can build a foundation right now, an infrastructure that allows us to share resources and collaborate easier. Imagine in 15 years, we'll have a community in a city where organizations, their first reaction is to find another, if they want to do something, their first response is to go find somebody else to do it with.
Yeah.
Not to do it themselves, but to go partner with someone. If you need something, an organization freely offers it. You know, and shares resources.
Right.
There are a lot of organizations that I've been connecting with that share those, share that vision, and most importantly, just all of our collaborative partners. The thing that brings us together are what we call our collaborative, our common community values.
Right.
We're a values-based relational network, and so our values are building relationships, establishing partnerships, encouraging contribution, and inspiring growth. We're not actually telling people to do anything.
Right.
These are just value statements that say, you know what, do you believe that these things are important for our community? And we're finding more and more organizations that share these values and say, yes, absolutely.
You know, you're in a position where, see, we can say whatever we want. Because Peter and I, when we were doing a lot of things a few years back, we went to other organizations to try to collaborate with on different things, and it was like nobody wanted to collaborate. And I really admire what you've been able to do and bring organizations in. And I don't know if we're trying to collaborate with the wrong organizations, or if you've brought a whole new thinking, if it's just a new wave of a thought that's come around. But it's really, and having been to quite a few Catalyst sponsored events, it's really neat to see the growth and to see that people are willing to be a part of a collaboration. What do you think has spawned that? It's not a new idea, but you've made it work. So,
well, I think maybe just some subtle things about our approach that maybe. You know, might be responsible. I think because we take a relational approach,
mm-hmm.
Our focus is on trying to build trust. You know, so the way that I see things is it's not just about an event, and it's not just about putting on an event and then just having this great celebration and then never talking to each other again.
Yeah.
The way I approach what we do is, you know, I'm very much concerned about how do we facilitate relationships before an event, and then how are we using the event to facilitate relationships, and then what are we doing after an event to facilitate ongoing relationships?
Right.
So events are merely tools to facilitate ongoing relationship. At the end of the day, that's what our focus is. That's what we want. I believe that if we can just cultivate trust, cultivate an environment of trust, everything else happens automatically.
Hmm.
people will begin to collaborate because they discover they've got shared interests. But the important thing is they trust each other to a degree. My approach for the first 2.5 years of establishing Catalyst, I didn't have any program, and that was very intentional. I was meeting with people. I was having coffees, dinners, just talking with people, getting to know people's organizations, cheerleading them, essentially. And I started telling people about each other.
Right.
You know, organizations that just wanted to, you know, they wanted to promote their thing. So I understand that. There's nothing wrong with that. So I just started promoting everybody. And if people can begin to trust me that I'm not after their people, you know, then what we can do is we can start to leverage that trust and say, okay, let me introduce you to somebody that I trust.
Yeah.
You know, and so what I started doing was just facilitating introductions everywhere, you know. And it was very underground. It was more one-on-one. I was just saying, hey, you know what, you should talk to this person.
Right.
Or I'll do an email introduction. And then everything else just kind of happened after that, you know.
It's kind of like that book, The Tipping Point.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah. we're up to for our first break, and you're listening to Swoops World on Blog Talk Radio, Swoops World Primetime, and our guest tonight is Eric Leocadio from Catalyst Network. If you want to give us a call, the number is 917-889-7449. You want to reach us on Facebook, Twitter, the chat line is open, and we'll be back as soon as I find the right one to play here. Which, you know, we're all used to, right?
Yep.
We'll be right back after this.
All aboard!
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
On this week's Friends of Swoops World segment, we spotlight two local businesses, Alfred's English Gardens and Richco Gates. Kathy Alford of Alfred's English Gardens was recently chosen by the City of Long Beach Water Department to help educate homeowners about alternative low-water garden options. Visit the website and click on eSmart Gardens for case studies and photo galleries of gorgeous gardens in Long Beach. Go to www.kathyalford.com. Richco Gates. Richco is a local builder that specializes in locally handcrafted outdoor woodwork built specifically for each client. Richco believes in doing a great job and having fun in the process. He builds gates in a variety of styles. Check out the photo gallery at richcogates.com for more information. If you'd like to become a friend of Swoops World and have your business mentioned on our air, send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. And back to our guests right after this.
Thank you. Hi, this is Barry Rolera. You're listening to Coop World.
There's a couple of past guests, Barry Rolera, who was on our show a few months back, and before that, Shamrock Bay by Steve Sost, who actually introduced us to Barry Rolera. You're welcome back to Swoops World, Swoops World Primetime, and our guest is Eric Leocadio. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Now, we were talking about the expo and the assembly. What else you got going on?
On April 9th, just a couple of weeks after the assembly.
you don't waste any time.
It's a week right after the assembly.
Yeah.
We've got another fundraiser for one of our projects. It's called Dancing with Long Beach. We're fundraising for the Long Beach Dance Festival in 2012. But basically, Dancing with Long Beach is a project that it's a collaborative project with Dance Again Dance Theater and Trade and Row and Morelli Flags and Banners and also Domino Effect Dance Theater and Soul Shock Publicity. Yeah. And what we're doing is we're taking dance into the city. We're working with dance companies and dance groups, and we're sending them out into the city just to dance for the city,
yeah.
To dance with the city. So we're taking just this past weekend we were at Pike, and after getting kicked out of the Pike area, we went across the street over to where the aquarium is, but we danced over there, and it was. It was an amazing experience to see just people reacting.
Yeah.
But we're doing this all throughout the city. The idea is we're doing this once a month, but gradually we're going to step it up over the next 18 months. We're going to send dancers all throughout the entire city simultaneously in all different parts, just randomly. And so if you're driving around or if you're just shopping or if you're just hanging out in some public space, you might see some dancers there.
Yeah.
You might see some different kinds of dancers, you know. And what we're hoping to do is engage new audiences for the art of dance, and then while we're at it, connecting with dance companies and trying to build that dance community. So we've got a dance show coming up. We're going to hold it at Lions Art Supply,
mm-hmm.
and. We've got a whole lineup of dance performances from different groups. It's going to be fun. It's going to be that's April 9th, starting at right about 6 o'clock. Come on out at 6 o'clock, and we'll start having performances starting at 7 o'clock. But it's second Saturday, so there's lots going on, and so just. It's gonna be a good night of art.
Let me get your take on Second Saturdays. I just happened to read a blog post today that, one of the artists on there was saying that he thought it was losing its shine. That it was turning into more of a swap meet, less of an art event. Catalyst is right down there, and you've seen a lot going on down there over the years. What is your take on Second Saturdays? You don't have to answer if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Next question, right?
You know, one of the things I appreciate about our community is that we're a diverse community that expresses themselves. And everyone has the right to. I think at the end of the day, art is something that has so many different interpretations,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how people do events and how we want to see things in our city. I see that as art too. You know, event planning, community building, that's an art. And we all do it differently.
Right.
You know? And so what I appreciate about what's happening on the second Saturday of the month in Long Beach is the fact that there's art happening in a lot of places. There's the, you know, Long Beach, downtown Long Beach art walk that's happening all around the area, and then you've got a lot of activity happening around the East Village with Lions, and then there's activity happening, you know, on Linden. I just appreciate the fact that because I am an apartment owner looking to purchase art to fill my walls, I have lots of places to go to, and it's been fun just meeting, you know, artists everywhere. Yeah.
You're a very, very, very diplomatic man. No, it's great. It's great, and I understand exactly where you're coming from. I also, you know, you mentioned you know, the dancing was project, and I remember in the very beginning when we were all meeting and people were breaking up into groups, you know, like-minded individuals, you know, the, you know, people were concerned about education or art or this and that, and you know, it was like it was kind of a suggested, not telling people what to do, but if you want to come up with a project, you know, we'll help support you. How has that been going along? Besides the dance, there's been a lot of different projects popping up, haven't there?
Yeah. Oh, you mean just throughout the network?
Yeah, throughout the network.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out what your question is.
What types of projects have popped up? I know that the garden on the roof is one of the things that somebody's the library, right?
That's Urban Paradise.
Yeah. What other types of projects are people working on?
Well, there are, of course, there are community gardens and tree plantings that are happening. There's there are groups that are working on the Colorado Lagoon, you know, trying to, you know, working on restoring that. And there are groups that are trying to, you know, create more green jobs or educate people about that as an option in our economy right now. So, there's tons of things going on. You know, Dancing with Long Beach in particular is one of the things that we've initiated. You know, what we would like to see in 2012 is a festival, a different kind of festival. You know, but a fun festival. You know, not just of performances, but to where people can actually engage and interact and. Bring the kids out and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But really, you know, as I said before, it's not about an event. It's not about the festival, but it's about trying to cultivate the community.
Right.
In particular, the dance community that, it arguably it's pretty fragmented too.
Right.
You know? It's it seems to be pretty underground.
Yeah.
You know, and so we're trying to change that, but we're taking 18 months to do it. So we're not trying to rush it.
Right. So has there been anything that's actually just surprised you in the way of, wow, I never thought of that or this group of people wanting to do something. Has, you know, a lot of the things are kind of things that everybody kind of thinks about. You know, a lot of people think, you know, about green, the arts, you know, dance, things like that. Has there been any group that's come together or any collaboration that's come together that you said, wow, I never expected that?
Well, I'm happy to see that more and more people who have varying perspectives about the issue of faith and sexuality are having a different kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
In one of our collaborative efforts, we call it a collaborative campaign called Out Faith. The idea is to change the conversation, change the climate between churches and church leaders and churchgoers and the GLBT community and everybody in between. And it's been amazing to me to see more and more people wanting to have a different kind of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
What does that conversation look like? I can tell you what it doesn't look like. It doesn't look like the extremes, what so many of us are tired of, which is whether it's right or wrong, whether, you know, all those issues, right or wrong, that kind of thing, it's not productive.
Right.
And what we're finding is more and more people are in this place in their journey of figuring out, okay, my son just came out to me, but I hear this from the pulpit. But I love my son. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
You know, family members, friends, people are trying to reconcile what to do with what they've traditionally heard in religious circles. And granted, they, you know, their faith is important to them, but they still don't know what to do because they know people who are gay or lesbian, bisexual, transgender. The conversation that we're having is a lot different.
Yeah.
You know, it's not one or the other, this or that. Outfaith is creating a conversational framework, we call it. And instead of saying, "What do you believe this or that?" we're giving people a list of 8 things, which we call points of view, and it's multiple choice. Just for an example, you might believe that, hey, I still have my perspective about it religiously, but I also believe that people deserve equal rights,
mm-hmm.
you know. But then another person might say, well, yeah, I believe that, same-sex relationships are okay in any context, but I also believe that people have differing views and that we should be tolerant, you know. So the idea is, it's giving people a framework to where they can say, I believe many things.
Right.
And that makes my perspective complex. My lens towards this issue is complex. It's a complex issue.
It's a very complex issue.
So why approach it in such a simple terms of it's right or wrong? We can't. We're finding that that's becoming a better way of having a productive conversation. To not burn bridges, not to disown family members.
Right.
What I would like to see is, I personally come from a faith background, but I also happen to be gay, and I would like to see reconciliation happening in our community around this. There are too many people hurt. Too many people hurt on both sides. We can change the conversation. We can change the climate.
Well, I know that's something you've been passionate about for quite a long time, because you actually had the blog where you kind of talked about your journey. What does that group look like? Are there clergy involved? Are you getting a wide range of people that are participating in that?
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Some of them are pastors. Some of them are youth pastors. Others are active in the gay community in terms of fundraisers and volunteer activities and stuff. And others are parents and family members. It's a wide range.
Yeah.
We're actually having an event on April 30th. Is it April 30th? April 29th.
That's your website right here.
But our website is at outfaith.com.
Oh, okay.
For that particular project. And so on April 30th, we're having a community experience to where we're going to be bringing together several people from different perspectives. And we're going to, engage in this conversation and have the audience actually participate in the experience. It's not a panel. It's not a panel to where you're just going to be sitting and listening to a bunch of people, tell their stories, but you're actually going to interact and engage and explore. And we're challenging people to take this journey and just kind of put conclusions on the shelf.
Right.
Put conclusions on the shelf, because it's not about it's not about answers, it's about the questions. If we can start asking the right questions, if we can start asking those questions of each other instead of about each other, then we can actually have a community of people journeying with each other. Yeah. So on April 30th, we're going to have the Outfaith Community Experience, and that's going to be I think that's going to be at the expo.
Yeah.
All
right. It says right here.
Is it going to be at the expo?
It doesn't say where it's going to be.
Yeah, we're working on it. I think it's going to be at the expo.
Yeah.
It's going to be just a really amazing experience. But,
well, so Mike, I have a question about, as far as, so you're reaching out to all these people, and as we know, organizations, individuals. I'm wondering how, because Swoop and I, we've done a little bit of this, not nowhere near on the scale you've done. And one of the roadblocks we always run into is the government, the city, and they just, a lot of times you hear like, well, we want to help you, but, and so I'm wondering, have you got a lot of interaction? Have you had a lot of interaction with them? And has it been positive or negative? Are you progressing? Because a lot of these issues are big issues, as you said, and complex. And they're going to require some sort of interaction with the city, either the council, or and maybe perhaps somewhere down the road, money to make things happen. And so how's that gone for you?
In the beginning, I realized that I couldn't exactly expect the city, quote unquote, the city, to acknowledge a small, you know, a small folks, you know. So I didn't try. You know, I think one of the reasons why I started Catalyst was because, you know, at the time it seemed to me that too many people were expecting others to do things that they could be doing themselves. You know, they're waiting for big institutions, big organizations. They were waiting for big city to do things, to shell out the money, to do the programs. And I just saw a lot of excuses, you know. I started Catalyst because I wanted people to realize that you are a catalyst. If you have an idea, you can make it happen.
Right.
And we can, you know, we can get an easier process if we team up with others, you know. So the Catalyst Network of Communities is about us banding together, us little folks, you know. And, you know, I think there's strength in numbers, but I think there's also momentum with numbers. So I think that our interaction with the city has been somewhat positive in the sense that some of them have heard about what we've been doing. A couple handful of city council members that have heard what we do and everything. But I would like to see, you know, us, you know, interact more with the city when the infrastructure is developed a bit, you know, when we're already doing it anyway. And I would rather the city approach the network wanting to do stuff for us instead of us asking. You know, there, you know, to some degree we do have to ask, you know, special permits and, you know, different things like that. But for the most part, I think that we can accomplish what we want to accomplish in the city together.
Right.
And eventually let's partner with the city after that. But we don't necessarily need the city as if it's not going to happen without the city. I hope that makes sense.
I like that. Because that's kind of the way Swoop and I have always approached things. As far as if you ask the city to do things, a lot of times they're going to say, well, why? And how's it going to benefit? And they set up all these roadblocks, and sometimes it's easier just to get it done. I mean, that's what we did with First Fridays. We got First Fridays going.
Yeah.
And then we gave it to the city, you know. Now the city runs it, and it's a huge, well, the Bixby Knowles Improvement Association runs it. And that's a huge event and blah, blah, blah. We couldn't get them. We couldn't get interest. We couldn't get buy-in. And I like that approach. Sometimes, though, you do hit that point where, like, you somewhere need to work with them, otherwise you're working against them.
Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely
Kind of a gray area. It can be difficult at times.
And I think if we just take the same approach, I mean, you know, work, if we all just work with the city in the same way that we work with any other collaborative partner, you know, work on trust. Start there. You know, honestly, a lot of us need to build trust.
Right.
You know, with the city.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe some of us have track records. But if we just kind of cultivate some relationships with you know, whoever in the city that, you know, we want to build relationships with, you know, we can start to accomplish some things, because we will start, when we build trust, then we'll naturally find things that we share in common, you know, common causes, common things. So it's not about pitching the idea. It's about us aligning with the things that we both want to do.
Well, and that's one of the things we found, is that the city's a big sort of monolithic thing, but there's people in the city.
Sure.
And a lot of times, and that's where we found our most success in those sort of instances, is when we found someone within the city who was kind of a gatekeeper or decision maker, and we convinced them, it was a whole, everything would then change very quickly. And then all of a sudden the city was on board.
Absolutely.
A lot of times it's just finding that right person. So that's the catalyst idea right there, right?
Yeah. You know, and a lot of times I talk about a relational infrastructure of what we're trying to build. Yeah. So if you imagine in your mind's eye, imagine the city, all the buildings and the concrete and the streets and everything. Now take it away. Take away all the concrete, all the buildings, and what's left are just clusters of people scattered all throughout the entire city. So when I talk about a relational infrastructure, it's the people, it's the connections, it's how these clusters of people connect. the relationships, those are our roads.
Right.
And if we can begin to build more and more connections, then we can begin to navigate the relational infrastructure. We can navigate our city. So if we've got a campaign or if we've got a project or an event that we're promoting or whatever it is, all we've got to do is navigate this relational infrastructure, and we can do anything. You know, we can find resources, we can find people to partner with, we can find people to just be friends with, you know. But that's what we're trying to do.
It's kind of a e pluribus unum type thing, right? we're going to take our last break. Think about if there's anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to cover. And when we get back, we'll go over that.
Okay.
You listen to Soup's World Primetime on blogtalkradio.com. We're here every Wednesday night from 8 o'clock till, 9:30-ish or so. Then we go to Soup's World Late Night over on ZTalk. Our guest tonight here is Eric Leocadio from Catalyst Network. You want to give us a call, 917-889-7449. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Send us an email at swoopsworld@gmail.com. We'll be back right after this.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He called everyone. He even called my daughter, Tierra, because, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Visit StrokesNoJoke.org, brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
I bet you're wondering, hey, Swoop, what is that going on behind you there? Well, I'm over here at Powerhouse Fitness, and what's going on behind me is an indoor rowing class. And what you're hearing in the background there is music going on at about 30, 32 beats a minute. That whirling sound of the fans of the flywheel of an indoor rowing machine, Concept 2. And that voice, that's Jack Nunn. He's teaching one of the classes here. So many classes going on here. The rowing core, beats per minute, rowing burn, rowing coach, you name it. The spin class, Zumba classes. They got the core arc workout. And two locations, 5750 Boathouse Lane, 1347 Loma Avenue for the warehouse location. First class is free. Come on out, good friend of Soup's World. Come on out, meet Jack Nunn, meet some of the other instructors here. So many of the instructors are U.S. national team rowers. You're going to burn 800 calories an hour and, get your groove on, man. I'm going to get back on here and jump on one of these rowers and get my sweat on. So, hey, he's yelling at me, so I'm going to have to get back real here pretty soon. So come on down, check out a good friend of Soup's World. Check out Powerhouse Fitness. Like I said, tell them Soup's World sent you. First class free. Check it out. And I'm going to get you back to the show. But I'm going to go ahead, get back here, get sweaty, have some fun. Talk to you soon.
steal your heart and light your bed on fire.
Future guest on our show, Omar Torres will probably be coming in. We're still working on that, but it looks like it's going to be in April, and that was called Marina. And before that, you just heard a couple of PSAs. We're happy to have Eric Leocadio with us from Catalyst Network. And Eric, welcome back to the show. Tell us, is there anything we didn't get a chance to cover tonight that you wanted to cover?
Actually, just a couple of new things that we've got developing in the network, and mainly these are things that are meant to support our relational infrastructure, support the network, to make it easier for people and organizations to share resources and collaborate better.
Right.
So for one, we definitely encourage organizations to go to GoCatalyst.org and become a collaborative partner. Becoming a collaborative partner is just being an identifiable node in the network. You know,
doesn't cost you anything. Sell your kids or anything.
It's free. You get presence on our website. You know, for all of our collaborative partners, we've got simple profile pages that tell people how to get in contact with you. But it can be a doorway for your website. You know, so. Become a collaborative partner, and you can just be part of our community culture. You know, essentially, one of the things that we're doing is called concierge services,
mm-hmm.
and basically what I wanted to do is find a way to help individuals get connected. You know, there's a lot of times, and myself included, I'm guilty of this too, but a lot of people will express an interest in volunteering and participating, but whether it's due to lack of follow-up or something, people will just fall through the cracks, you know. And so concierge services is a way for just people in the community to get connected. They can call up a concierge, or they can send an email, but a concierge can help them get connected. They'll say, we'll have them tell us what they're interested in, and then we'll tell them, hey, here's some suggestions. Here's some things that our partners throughout the network are doing you might be interested in. Here's some volunteer opportunities based on what you've said you're interested in. Here's some social opportunities where you can meet some friends. But it's a way to get connected. And we're actually, I'm building this team of concierges, so I'm looking for people who feel like they're a connector. If you feel like you're in the know in terms of what's happening in the city, I want to build a team of people who are in the know in the city, and basically their role is to help people to get connected.
Right.
Essentially, that's what concierge services is. And the other aspect to concierge services is project concierges. If you've got an idea for something in the community, but you're not quite sure how to make it happen, the project concierge will walk with you. And show you, okay, how do you articulate it? How do you put this on paper? How do you develop a budget? How do you build your team? How do you fundraise for your project? So a project concierge will walk with people and show people how they can be a catalyst. Instead of giving the idea to somebody else to do it, working with them, equipping people to become to realize their own dream.
Yeah.
You know. So concierge services is something we're launching at the assembly on April 2nd. The other thing that we're doing right now is the talent core, the Catalyst talent core. There's a lot of freelance people out there, a lot of free agents that they offer services. And one of the things we're doing is we're building a talent core of organization, of a talent core of people that we can refer to, that we can send business their way. As we develop collaborative projects and some project needs a website or a project needs a flyer or video coverage or photography or whatever it is, we want to send business their way. And so we're hoping that in this way we can kind of stimulate, you know, a little our creative economy.
Right.
If there are any free agents out there, that freelance agents, become a collaborative partner. Become a collaborative partner, because then we'd love to connect you with the talent core, make you part of the talent core, and we just want to refer people your way.
Yeah.
That's what we're about, just referring people to other people.
Well, you know, in a second, Chris, I'll let you go ahead. I have to admit that having been a part of this in the beginning and knowing a lot of people that are involved in it, the talent that is there is amazing. I mean, for whatever your organization needs, I mean, there's people there that have grant writing experience, people who've gone through the system getting permits from the city. You name just about anything, and there's somebody there who can grab you by the hand and sit you down and walk you through a lot of that stuff and teach you how to do it.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much, basically.
Yeah.
You know, the idea is that you can be a catalyst. You are a catalyst. If every one of us, not just the organizer, the shift that I'm trying to make is helping every person realize that they're an agent of social change.
Right.
Not just the organizer, not just the main volunteers, but if you donate $10, If you babysit for an organizer, if you are any way connected to some kind of a project that impacts our community, you're an agent of social change.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm hoping to, you know, help more and more people realize that they are making a difference.
Exactly. What did you have, Chris?
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know, you're connected with a bunch of cool people, and Taylor and I have a website. And I was going to say, you know, we're always looking for new people to come and write for us, because, you know, we're actually, you know, we write a lot, but I mean, we can always use more people. And if there's people in your network that are looking for some place to publish their work and to talk and stuff like that, we'd be more than happy to have.
Well, then you need to become a part of the network.
You need to
go on there and join up. I'm sorry. I don't know if we cut you off.
That's pretty much it. You know, there's so much going on. There's so much that I haven't shared, but I encourage everybody to, you know, stay connected. You know, go catalyst.org.
Yeah.
We've got a blog there also, where we're just kind of helping to promote other people's events and stuff. So if you've got things going on, you know, contact us. But really, our only agenda is to be your biggest cheerleader. So becoming a collaborative partner just helps us do that. We collect information about you so that we can send people to you.
You know, I'd like to thank you, Eric, for coming on the show. And, you know, I can tell you from personal experience that Eric is exactly doing what he says he's doing. And he's a true leader in our community. And the whole organization is full of leaders in the community. And be a part of it and join up and help out, because there are a lot of cool things going on. And I want to thank you for what you're out there doing. And I'm just happy to know you, man.
I'm happy to know you guys. And thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. You're listening to Swoops World on blogtalkradio.com. And our guest tonight was Eric Leocadio from Catalyst Network. And the web address again is gocatalyst.org. Go in there, check it out, see what's going on. There's plenty of things happening there. You won't be disappointed, I guarantee you. And we'll be back after this.
I'm a champion, realize check mechanism.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're gonna go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAB, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Heidi, can we stay for another day? Laying in the way, of the dappled shade. The taxi ride is nice, and there's a tiny price to spend some time with you. The plains above await where the road divides. Maybe if we're lucky, they're delayed tonight. For now we'll watch the world as it speeds away, resting face to face, our hearts on display. Oh, 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 it just won't feel this way again. You know I gotta go, 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 go. I hope you understand. Our bags now rest behind, where they're out of mind, leaving precious room in which to see. The color of your eyes as they shift between sunlight in a dream to an amber green. Oh, 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 it just won't feel this way again. You know I gotta go, 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 go. I hope you understand. There's little left to say. The embrace remains. Fingers speaking soft and fluently. I can't know the moon they communicate. The part of you about to leave with me. Just won't feel this way again. You know I gotta go, 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 go. I hope you understand. Oh, 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 oh. It just won't feel this way again. You know I gotta go, 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 go. I hope you understand. Heidi, can we stay for another day? Laying in the way of the dappled shade. The taxi ride is nice, and at a tiny price to spend some time with you.
Hey, Swoop here, letting you know every one of our shows is archived, and you can find them all online, man. If you missed a show or one that you want to definitely hear again, you can find them. And where can you find them? You can find them right here on Blog Talk Radio under Swoop's World. You can find them at swoopsworld.com. You can find them for free on iTunes. You can subscribe to our RSS feed. You can go back and listen to who? John Nunn, Olympic medalist, Jack Smith, Academy Award winner, Gray Slick, rock and roll superstar, Michelle Mangione, Tom O'Keefe, you name it, we've had them, man. J. Ross Perelli. No, I mean, there's just so many people. I can't name them all. I'm sorry if I left somebody you love out. Go to swoopsworld.com, look at the list, go to blogtalkradio.com/swoopsworld. Just scroll on down, see what you got. But they're all archived, and they're all there for you, the Swoop's World listener, to go back and check out and listen to again. So check out our archives. Go back and re-listen to some shows that you've missed and some that you haven't heard, because they're there, and they're going to be there for in perpetuity, as they say. So check those out. Revisit them. And like I said, you can always subscribe to our RSS feed, or you can always subscribe to them on iTunes. Downloadable for free. And hey, thanks for listening.
Hello, this is Lady Vajayjay, and you're listening to Swoops World Radio.
Well, thank you, Lady Vajayjay.
Oh, every time I hear that, it makes
like
me laugh.
Hey, last week we had Patrick Campbell Lyons on our show, and he's got some book signings coming up. And he was with the original Nirvana. And,
original.
The original.
Maybe. That means not from the 80s, 90s. That's from the 60s.
And,
yeah, now referred to as Nirvana UK.
Yeah, Nirvana UK.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can find them on Wikipedia. Yeah. And I forgot, what's the name of that? The song, the big hit they had, man? Remember Rainbow something or other?
Rainbow.
Do you remember what it was?
Something, yeah.
I was trying to get him to
Rainbow,
send
me, Rainbow Rider, Rainbow Traveler?
I was trying to get him to send me the...
something like
Rainbow
that.
Runner?
That might be it.
Oh, you know,
something like that. Rainbow something,
like
though.
I'll remember here in a second while I'm reading the...
totally psychedelic.
it was written, as he told us, at the peak of psychedelic life. So,
well,
it's
and
psychedelic as
he said, and he
totally
remembers.
Totally first-hand experience
the
there.
Yeah. Rainbow Chaser.
Rainbow Chaser.
And
there
you can go. You can Google that and find it on YouTube. But anyway, for those of you in the Southern California area, Patrick Campbell Lyons will be doing his book signing, and I think it's called Psychedelic Sky, right? I'll look it up.
Oh, man, you gotta write this stuff down.
Top of the head, man, top of the head.
Psychedelic Days.
Psychedelic Days, you're right.
Yeah.
Look at
yeah,
you, man.
Yeah, with a Z.
Look at him, hey, hey. Peter, came to life before 10 o'clock. Woo-hoo. Anyway, he'll be at Costa Mesa, Borders in Costa Mesa, Saturday the 19th from 11 to 1.
I hope we check to make sure that one's still open.
Man. Yeah, it's all good, man.
All the ones in Long Beach are closed.
Good. Would you quit arguing with me? It's all good. Borders, Costa Mesa, South Coast Plaza, March 19th, 11 to 1. The Last Bookstore, 400 South Main in Los Angeles, March 26th, 6 to 8. Thursday, March 31st, Manhattan Beach at Pages. And, oh, another Borders. Now, this one you better check out. April 7th from 7 to 9, Borders Hollywood, 1501 Vine Street. And April 14th, Alexander Book Company. And April 16th, Borders at Stonestown Galleria in San Francisco. Actually, Alexander Bookstore on the 14th of April is in San Francisco also. So those are two Northern California, and the rest are Southern California. So that's our shout-out to Patrick Campbell Lyons, our guest from last week. And... welcome back to Swoops World on blogtalkradio.com. What's happening, boys?
What's up, dude?
Hey. Yeah, we are winding down our primetime show. And
We're
rocking and rolling for our late night show here
late
in about
night.
45 minutes. For those of you who are new to Swoops World, we do two shows on Wednesday nights. Swoops World Primetime right here on Blog Talk Radio and Swoops World Late Night on ztalkradio.com. And... a couple of things we have going on at late night tonight. We have a little C-Liv's late night snackins.
We do.
T-Bone Sports Report. Some beer tasting. And tonight we'll be tasting, I got it right here, man. I wrote it down.
It's a Patriot.
Patriot Pale Ale from RJ Rocker's Brewery in Spartanburg, South Carolina. So those are some few things on tap, and we'll be talking about all kinds of things. It's crazy, 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 crazy day here in Long Beach today. We had a... small plane crash about 50 feet from Peter's house.
Yeah,
literally.
Right across the street. It's fairly near the airport, and it crashed on takeoff and lost some important people on the landing, right? No,
they took off and then they looped back around to
it's basically on takeoff. They hadn't gone anywhere. They were headed for Utah.
Right.
Yeah.
What happened was... I guess they took off and had to loop around to try to emergency land is what I... Is that right?
I still take off, man. He ain't reached altitude.
I'm just saying.
He just wants to be difficult, man.
I'm just saying.
Contrary.
Like, factual.
That ain't factual, man.
That's not any way I ever thought you'd describe yourself.
There's a lot of things I call you, but it's not going to be factual right now. But also, like I said, late Nate Dogg passed away. And we were talking earlier. I used to see
Nate Dogg and Warren G at the barbershop I used to go to back when I still cut my hair. So it's a it's been a rough day here in Long Beach today.
The LBC.
And you know what? I'm going to let you hear a little bit of Nate Dogg with Warren G.
Regulators. We regulate any stealing of his property. We're damn good, too. But you can't be any geek off the street. You gotta be handy with the steel if you know what I mean. Earn your keep.
Regulators! Mount up!
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warren G was on the streets, trying to consume some search for the E, so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search, know what's up with 213.
So I hooked a left on 21 and Lewis, some brothers shooting dice. So I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pull some gas, so I said, I'm stuck.
These girls peeping me, I'm on glide and swerve. These hookers looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
I'm getting jacked, I'm breaking myself. I can't believe they taking Warren's wealth. They took my rings, they took my Rolex. I looked at the brother, said, damn, what's next?
They got my homie hemmed up, and they all around. Can't let them see him if they going straight pound for pound. They want to come up real quick before they start to clown. I best pull out my strap and lay them busters down.
They got guns to my head, I think I'm going down. I can't believe it's happening in my own town.
If I had wings, I would fly, let me contemplate. I glance in the cut, and I see my homie Nate. 16 in the clip, and one in the hole. Nate Dogg is about to make somebody turn cold. Now they dropping and yelling, it's a tad bit late. Nate Dogg and Warren G had to regulate.
That was Nate Dogg and Warren G, man. And it's a little tribute to Nate. And it was, no, I'm good, brother. I'm good. I'm good.
I'm in there like snowman.
Rookies! We'll be rocking out pretty soon, man.
Oh, lottie, 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 man. So what's up with you boys, man? How about a little sports tease from you there, T-Bone?
A little teaser. Let's see. I'm going to go the basketball route for a teaser tonight. The field of 64 is set. The field of 68 was set on Sunday. For those of you who don't know what the heck I'm talking about, it's March freaking Madness. The four play-in games, yes, I said four play-in games. This year they've upped the ante by letting that many more teams pretend that they have a shot at a championship. And the four teams that had to play their way in, UT San Antonio with a big win over Alabama State today. Clemson with a win over Alabama Birmingham. Just a rough time all around for the Alabama Compass Point schools. USC went down to Virginia Commonwealth just a few minutes ago, so Virginia Commonwealth will be taking that seed. And UNC Asheville taking Arkansas Little Rock out of it. So those guys get the honor of stepping up to the plate to get slaughtered by the Giants. UT San Antonio in particular, they get the 16 seed, so they face off against number one ranked Ohio State. But we got in less important tournament news, the NIT is going on. It's a big consolation prize. And
all the locals are playing.
So Long Beach State, after not quite being able to continue their nice run this season, they went down in the Big West tournament finals to UC Santa Barbara last week. So instead of being like a number 12 seed in the NCAA tournament, they went into the NIT and kind of got pushed around a little bit by Washington State tonight. So Long Beach State basketball is done for the season. It's weird because the NIT used to be the big show back when the NCAA couldn't figure out how to do anything right. They've since figured out how to do the basketball tournament. They still can't figure out football for their own. But the NIT consolation prize game over already. It was a good run, good year for those 49ers.
Now, you said the Sweet 16 has been set?
No, well, the field of 64, the four play-in games
have
been set. So we've got...
Because when we get down to the Sweet 16, we're all going to do our own pool, right?
Yes. Right. That'll be for next Wednesday's show. We're all going to be there. So you guys can start working on your brackets tonight. I believe tomorrow is when the first round games begin. So it's going to be a fun ride, I hope.
Cool. All right, so that's we're going to have more on sports after the 10 o'clock hour. What do we have to look forward to on
got some true late night
snackers. Now you're talking late night snackers
right there.
And we
got a half gallon of vitamin D whole milk to go along with it.
None of that blue milk shit. That's horrible.
No, the red cap.
White out with water in it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, hey, I tell you what, man, it's about that time. You know what I'm saying, dude? It's 9:24. So why don't we wind this one down and start gearing up for our 10 o'clock show? What do you think?
Sounds like a plan.
You've been listening to Swoops World on blogtalkradio.com, and we're here every Wednesday night for Swoops World Primetime, and we thank you all for tuning in. We want to thank our guest, Eric Leocadio, for joining us tonight. And like I said, if you get a chance, go to gocatalyst.org and check out what they're doing over there. It's one of the organizations that Peter and I know a lot about. We were fortunate enough to meet with them and be a part of some of the things they were doing early on. And they're really out there doing it. They're really out there making people helping people connect. And
yeah, you know, because you can talk a lot.
Yeah.
Eric and the group he has, I mean, they're people that do. They make the city a better place. They definitely do.
And they really do. And it's good to have him in, and it's good to really support somebody who's really out there doing it. You know, because talk is cheap. We've been around a lot of talkers.
Yes, we have.
Anyway, thanks for listening. And follow us on over to Z-Talk. And we'll be there at 10 o'clock. So good night, all.
Good night, all.